All right, everybody, welcome in to our Saturday morning podcast. We'll get to RJ Bell in a second. All sorts of stuff today. But let's start. This will be fun. I really enjoyed doing this. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoy doing it. Let's start with my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Saints at Bengals.
Listen, the Saints, how many big games in a row have the Saints played? I get Cincinnati at home plus 5.5. I'm going to take the Bengals here. Listen, I don't love Andy Dalton in big games. I don't love Andy Dalton on the road. But at home this year, 9 TDs, 1 pick. You get games where he's comfortable, Andy Dalton's fine. By the way, the Bengals have the NFL's, believe it or not, number one red zone offense. 77% of the time they get in there to get a touchdown. The Saints' red zone defense is the pits. I think too many big games in a row. I'm betting the number, not the teams. I'll take Cincinnati in an upset. Take the points, 28-27.
Patriots at Titans.
Listen, we keep waiting for New England to be let down. They have been great for 6 weeks straight. Why wouldn't they be great minus 6.5 in Tennessee? Tennessee can't score. Tennessee averages 16.8 points a game. And even when they win against Dallas, it's ugly. Now I think Marcus Mariota situationally against Belichick's defense. Aaron Rodgers had trouble against Belichick's defense. And in the last 6 weeks, the Patriots are number one in everything. Points, takeaways, wins, point differential. The Patriots have scored 30 in 5 of their last 6 games. I do think Tennessee's run defense is excellent, but I'll swallow the points, take the Patriots 31-21.
Jaguars at Colts.
Indy minus 3.5. Okay. I'm betting the locker room. I love currently the Colts locker room. Optimism. Finally healthy. Winning streak. Andrew Luck's on fire. Hasn't been sacked in 3 weeks. I hate the Jaguars locker room. 4 consecutive games they've lost. They even lost in London. Players calling out coaches. The Colts have allowed just 10 sacks this year, second fewest in the league, and Luck hasn't been sacked in any of the last 3 games. He has the most touchdown passes, not Patrick Mahomes, since week 4. Indianapolis wins 30-20.
Seahawks at Rams.
Like it? I love it. Seattle gets 10? How many times does Russell Wilson lose by 10? First of all, the Rams' home field advantage is negligible. Second of all, the Rams have been covering the spread in recent weeks. They're winning, but they're not blowing people out, okay? Here's another thing with the Rams. They've got the Chiefs coming up. The biggest game, most exciting game of the NFL season. They come off the Saints. It's a sandwich game. They got the Chiefs coming up, and here they're a 10-point home favorite over the Seahawks. They will be flat. The Rams only have 1 win of 10-plus points in their last 6 games, and Russell Wilson's been on fire for a month. Seattle covers, but the Rams win only 29-24.
Cowboys at Eagles.
I don't predict blowouts much, but I'll take Philadelphia minus 6.5, and I think they're going to hammer Dallas. At home, Philly. Off a bye, Philly. Playing well, Philly. Carson Wentz, now that he's healthy, they're giving him more on the offense. He's got his mobility back. He's got his zip on the ball back. Philadelphia is about ready to go on a road. I mean, come on. Dallas is averaging a little over 300 yards of offense a game. They've scored 20 or fewer points in 6 of their 8 games, and now it's a short week. No Sean Lee. Losing record on the rested, hot Carson Wentz-led Eagles. 28-17, Philly wins, dominates, and easily covers. All right, before we get to RJ Bell at pregame.com, there are smart moves and not so smart moves in life, in business, and in sports. Okay, when you're hiring people, you can go to websites that give you thousands of resumes, and they're the wrong resumes. Okay, but at ZipRecruiter, they have powerful matching technology. So they not only scan all these resumes, but they identify people that have the experience you're looking for, the education and the skills. And then at ZipRecruiter, they actively invite those people to apply. So you not only get a candidate fast, you get a qualified candidate fast.
which is why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, for free, you can try it. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. B-L-A-Z-E. It's the smartest way to hire. You don't get the wrong resumes. Get a fast, smart, skilled, educated person for your job. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. All right, RJ Bell, pregame.com. Pregame's the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. RJ's got a daily show for an hour on Fox Sports Radio. Only guy doing a sports gambling show on a national radio network, Fox Sports Radio. All right, so I was 4-1 last week. And let's start with this one, RJ. Now, the Saints have had a series of big games at Baltimore, Vikings revenge game at the Rams. And now they go to the Bengals off a bye, a very, very rested team. Andy Dalton's having a pretty nice year. And this number's just too big. I'm going to take the Bengals and Andy Dalton over the red-hot Saints at 5.5, regardless of who wins. What do the wise guys think?
Well, first, someone at Fox made a bet. They said, how long before Colin mentions his 4-1? And it was under 2.5 seconds. So you actually, it went under. But you do have agreement here. I don't like it, right? I'm going to say that right away. But almost all of the sharps do. Let's explain why I think you like it and why the sharps do. Saints are probably overrated. They're good, for sure. But you've got them number one, right, this week?
I've had him number one for 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay, and ESPN has him number one. We've got him number four. So very good team, but let's not forget, that was a coin flip against the Ravens. They won. And then against Minnesota, they were outgained by 150 yards. They won the game, but it was really about turnover. So let's say Saints are really good, but maybe not as good as they seem.
Right.
This is their fifth road game in their last seven. Seven games.
And against good teams, too. Not just roadies, but big TV games, big spots.
Oh, and then the Rams was a track meet last week, right? At home. But that was a tiring game. Now they're back on the road playing a rare 1 o'clock Eastern start for the Saints. So I get all of the situational edges for Cincinnati.
The thing that worries me, though, since he's a little banged up at linebacker.
Yeah, which against the double-headed running back of the Saints, really problematic. Also, though the Bengals are off a bye, they've lost 3 of 4 straight up and against the spread off a bye. So Marvin Lewis doesn't seem to use that time wisely. A.J. Green is out. Now, top 10 receiver in the NFL, but especially important to the Bengals because Eifert's out too. So who's the playmakers, right? But here's the key. Last time the Bengals played, they did not cover against Tampa Bay. They were 3.5. They won by 3. Now, they gave up, the Bengals, 576 yards. First of all, that's a problem, right? Obviously. But this is even bigger. In the game, the Bengals were +4 in turnover margin, meaning they got the ball 4 additional times. In the NFL, last 22 times that happened, the team +4, the Bengals in this case, covered the spread 22 straight. The Bengals didn't. So when you get something that you usually cover 22 straight and you don't, it's a sign that score was really deceiving because the Bengals benefited so much from turnovers. I think this is a team that's a lot worse, the Bengals, than people think. So RJ says no, but the wise guys say agreement.
You know, I don't like big numbers, and this is I'm betting a number here. Patriots -6.5 at the Titans. If it was 7, I would pass. But Tennessee really struggles to score. You got pupil Vrabel against mentor Belichick. New England's now as healthy as they've been all year. And this is a Tennessee team, short week, big win over the Cowboys, feeling great about themselves. And I think they pull back a little. I'll take the Patriots -6.5. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement here. Now, listen, remember, when I'm forced to give a disagreement or agreement, that means if I'm 50.5%, I'm going to go that way.
Right.
I would not bet against the Patriots. Let's start there.
Okay.
They over the long run, they're 60% against the spread, like 15 years. No other team is above 55. So let's get that straight. Here's something, Colin, I want to get your thoughts on because this blew my mind. Patriots have been renowned to be an amazing road favorite, especially a bigger road favorite. So let's say 6 points or more like this game. They've lost straight up 2 of the last 3 times, they've been 6 points or more favorites on the road. In the prior 39 games before that, they only lost twice. So 2 of 39 as a big road favorite, and now 2 of 3. Could be, you know, aberration. It could be small sample size, or maybe something is fundamentally changing. Also, what we know is we did some research at the website. This old pupil thing with, you know, oh, Belichick knows the way they're going to play and all that. Actually, if you look at every game Belichick's played against a former Pats assistant, he's just one game above 500 against the spread. So, yeah, it's right around break even, but it's not exceptionally good. I don't like too many points. We're going to give you a slight disagreement.
Okay, so 1-1 with the pros. A Jags at Colts. First of all, I'm a huge Andrew Luck fan. They're finally healthy. Darius Leonard may win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Andrew Luck finally has an offensive line. Boy, their left guard, Quentin Nelson, their center, Kelly, Pro Bowl level players right now. And I think the Jags are in disarray. I think they're in disarray in the locker room. We had another situation this week where Doug Marrone went to the mic, and apparently a player told the press, I'm not playing, and Marrone's like, I didn't know that. I think I have optimistic locker room and pessimistic locker room and a significantly better quarterback. I'll swallow the 3 with the Colts. What do the wise guys say?
Well, you just said it. It's all about the 3 here. It's too much. Disagreement.
Wow.
Now, think about this, Colin. Home field in the NFL is 3, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. So this is saying the Colts and the Jags are even teams. Now, does that – and you're saying, because you're betting the Colts, that they're clearly a better team. Now, do you feel like that's the case?
No. I feel like they have a significantly better locker room, spirit, quarterback, and right now coach. But I don't think the roster – Jacksonville's got a better roster.
All right, so that brings up a great conversation, which is, do you want to bet NFL teams that are surging, or do you want to bet NFL teams that are
what I'm betting. I'm betting surging.
And here's the thing. Just statistically, if all you did was play teams that have lost 4 straight against the spread, so Jags have lost 4 straight, which means by definition they've fallen short of expectation 4 straight times, you would have won almost 52%. Now, you're right. Well, what's 52? Well, this is 295 winners. This is the last 30 years. 276 losers. So it shows you just in general, everything is skewed that the market people overreact to the bad. Yeah, it's bad, but it's probably not quite as bad as they seem. And I tend to remember this week you mentioned something about forget about great, forget about horrible. And usually things aren't as great as they seem or as bad as they seem. I think the Jags, like you said, this line, if you would have bet this last week, the line was 1.5. Now, in the interim, neither of these teams have played. But somehow everyone's just hearing all about the Jags, how bad they are, and it's gone up to 3.
But they lost in London.
Yes.
And that's like their second home. And so that was a really bad sign for me.
I agree. Before that, they had won 3 straight against the spread in London, covering combined by 50-plus points. So I agree. Last thing, teams off a bye, just all teams off a bye, cover 51.5%. But teams off a bye that's on a 3 or greater game losing streak, like Jacksonville, 56%. They tend to focus when they're losing. Think about it. The newspaper's talking locally. Radio's talking. They want to get that win. Disagreement on your Colts pick.
Okay, I've got I'm going to take a break here before I get back to RJ because I got my Cowboys thoughts and I have I think is my bet of the week coming up. Guys, if you travel for work and you're looking for small comforts to make your trip a little better, check this out. The Perth Performance Pullover. I got one. From Peter Millar, will be your new favorite travel partner. Here's why. Feels great, looks great, super convenient, barely taking up more space in your bag than a water bottle. Roll it up. Get cold, a little cold in the plane, throw it on, helps the chill. Plus, even after sitting in it for hours on the plane, the Perth will look crisp, fresh, and not wrinkled. People see me wearing mine yesterday at the grocery store. You get style points, easy to pack. And if it's just a little chilly, it takes the chill down. Do yourself a favor. Get a Perth today. You'll thank me. Head over to petermillar.com/herd to get your Perth today. Be sure to use my link, and you'll get a complimentary shipping and a free hat. That's Peter Millar, MILLAR.com/herd. petermillar.com/herd. All right, back with RJ. I don't call for blowouts much, but I think Dallas is in big trouble. I'm going to take Philly minus 6.5. Eagles in a bye, Cowboys in a short week. Here's the other thing. Luck, Deshaun Watson and Wentz, off injuries, rocky Septembers. They are all rolling now. Let's not forget how gifted Deshaun, Luck, and Wentz are. This is a massive quarterback mismatch. I'm going to swallow the 6.5. Eagles win comfortably. What do the wise guys say?
Deshaun Luck Wentz, that sounds like a serial killer. But I hear you. Hey, situationally, great spot for the Eagles. Off a bye, Cowboys on a short week. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. Also, we've talked about don't be afraid to play teams that look like they're bad because they're usually not that bad. There is one exception, though. If there is truly turmoil in the locker room, and I know you're thinking in Jacksonville there may be, and you may be right. I think in Dallas, this is one of our bigger bets of the week. Last week were the Titans against the Cowboys on Monday night, and here was the thinking. First time in Jason Garrett's career as a coach, head coach, he fired a assistant, the O-line coach. To me, that was a sign of Jerry Jones. You talk about his mortality, his sense of what are we going to do to get me a win now? Because who knows how many seasons I have left. I feel like this is a discombobulated Cowboy locker room.
Yep.
Big advantage for the Eagles. And you are so right, Colin, about Wentz. I mean, if you just look at the season, he's got 13 TDs and 2 interceptions. That's great. But if you look at his yards per attempt, as he's gotten healthier, he's gotten more aggressive. The play calling has gotten more aggressive for Wentz, and he's thrown downfield more. Golden Tate, not a great receiver, very good receiver, but they need playmakers. So to me, this is a rare spot. Agreement on the Eagles land, almost a touchdown.
All right, finally. So I'm 2-2, agreement, disagreement. Here's the tiebreaker. By the way, I went against the Seahawks last week. I feel because, I don't know, I feel like I know certain teams better than other teams. I'm going to take the Seahawks plus 10 against the Rams. First of all, the Rams have that big game coming up with Kansas City and Mexico City. They haven't had a bye week. Their home field is meh. And I'm sorry, these divisional games, they're just closer. You know the personnel. You're not fooling anybody here. When I get rivals and I get 10, and I really do wonder about the Rams, like the Saints, is fatigue setting in? I love this spot. I'll take the Seahawks plus 10. What do the wise guys think?
Love it. Agree with it. One of our favorite picks. You know, we're in that $5,000 super contest.
Yes.
And that's the biggest handicapping contest in the world for the 5,000 entry. 65% on the year. We're about a game out of first, 700,000 to the winner. And we will certainly have the Seahawks on that one.
Yeah.
And here's the rationale, and you said it, the spot. Rams have just finished 4-5 on the road, right? And off of that Saints track meet and then off of Green Bay. Next week, they're in Mexico City against KC, the marquee game of the year, perhaps, in the NFL, and they haven't had a bye. So does it mean they're going to play horribly? No. It means if they get a lead, they're going to probably want to take the air out of the ball. You also mentioned the idea of last week how they lost. Teams that are 8-0 or better, then they lose the next game, last 30 years. It's only happened 16 times. 8-8 straight up. So think about it. They've been undefeated the whole time. They lose one, and then the next game they lose half the time. That's a letdown because the undefeated season is no longer possible. Last thing, Rams, I think still probably best team in the NFL. Vegas doesn't let you win with the obviously good teams. If you had bet the Rams the last 6 games, you would have covered once. By the way, best team probably in memory, the New England 2007 team, undefeated up to the Giants game in the Super Bowl. If you had bet that New England team the last 9 games of the year, 8-1 straight up, 1-8 against the spread.
Wow.
Vegas does not let you win with the obvious
That's
bets.
That's why I don't like Vegas. They never give me easy money. So there we go. We got 3-2 agreement. Okay, now let's do the bonus pick. I was going to do Jets Bills, but it's a mess with quarterbacks, so let's get it out. Let's do my Baker Mayfield bonus pick of the week. I would take the Browns here, plus 5.5 against the Falcons. And it mostly comes down to I don't think the Browns are as bad as they've looked. I think the weather is going to be 34 degrees. It's going to be wet and sloppy. It's a dome team, Atlanta, that really played as well as they can play last week. I'd have taken the Browns plus 5.5. My Baker bet. What do the wise guys think?
disagreement here. This is, and we've been talking about him, the duct tape on the shoe sharp game. The duct tape guy agrees with you, Colin. They're thinking value. Falcons are on the road. They're tired, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the amazing stat, and this is just amazing. If you look at the Browns' turnover margin, we know turnovers are so key in the NFL. If you win the turnover battle in a game, you cover the spread 77% of the time. Nothing else matters in those cases. The Browns are plus 11 this season in turnovers. That's the best in the NFL. They have a 2-6-1 record. There's 9 other teams this season that are plus 4 or better. So they're not as good as the Browns, but they're plus 4 in turnovers or better. 9 teams. Their combined record when they're not playing each other, 50 wins, 13 losses. So for every other team in the league, if they get a turnover advantage over the course of the season so far, 50 and 13, the Browns with the biggest turnover advantage, 2-6-1. That's a sign this team is a lot worse than we think because they've benefited from turnovers, the Browns, and they still can't win.
Good stuff. RJ Bell, first ever national network radio show covering sports betting, 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. So I got 3-2 agreement. I will say this. I think secretly you like the Patriots this week, even though you gave me a disagreement. You know how you always say that when I talk too much, it's a losing bet?
Yes.
When you hedge like you hedged, you don't really believe it.
Well, here's the thing, Colin. I don't think you're right, but I'll tell you why I do that. Because we've got, listen, you're one of the most popular radio guys in the world. We got hundreds of thousands of people listening. They'll say, RJ, I saw over here that this guy, blah, blah, blah. So whenever it's not obvious, I've got a caveat it.
All right, buddy, good talking to you.
Thank you.
That's RJ Bell.